to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl. In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel. Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops, they all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO1312.
I have something to say to a violent regime in this nation. It's a little rude. I can't make it nice. I didn't know how to start this conversation. Fuck it. Let's break the ice. If you joined up, you're a Nazi in a cancer cell. You suck fascism out of Trump like Melania. Slave catchers snatching children out their sleep like insomnia. Mini Hitlers, January Sixers, too out of shape to be cop, so you became spoiled cream of the crop. You clown fecal who crown evil and hunt brown people, but still go to Chipotle, don't they? Recruitment getting crazy, they even got niggas. Coon, you ain't SWAT, you getting swatted when they show their SWAT stickers. Cotton picking, looking pick me, look at Nicki. Menaging with racism for a green card, but I can hardly hate, you know Barbie's fake. So scared of ICE, she isolated her race. You're wondering why I care so much. Now Hispanic just learned on this planet, first they come for them, then come for me. ICE, incarcerating colored entities. Caucasians conjured culture wars, so us and brown people don't become a force. Manufactured reasons we don't get to be close. ICE utilizes that slippery slope. White liberals, they'll get you too. When you protested the deformation of their deformed nation, they stopped claiming you to segregate your soul from your body. That's deportation. We gotta fight like New York. We need more Haitians. They moving good and petty. Look what they did to good and pretty. How Keith's name gets lost like water in winter. How many children gotta be in camp before you call it a Holocaust? There was a Latino teenage girl in my classroom writing poems called La Migra, immigration. For her to say such things is suicida. When I see her, I see Caesar, Chavez or Pancho Villa. She be a leader, so was a teacher, I gotta keep up. It's time we take a stand until it comes to a halt. The way to dissolve ICE, we become a salt. Tell ICE, go back where they from, like Marcus Garvey. No, black ICE, catch them slipping, not like they're falling. I mean crack ICE, catch them slipping like Tanya Harding. Fight fast. crashes over the people they might vanish, really crash out on ice. Titanic. I got a switchblade and citizenship. Who won it? I'm ready to slide on ice because I ain't cool running. Let history show that this is when cold oppression was melted by the heat of revolution. Too many good people shot in the head, dying. We all serve the murder, whatever you read, lying. It's time to put ice on ice. It's time to put ice on ice. Move them to a morgue freezer. That's ice on ice. Leave them so bruised they gotta cool down their wounds and put ice on ice. You can't take a place from a people. That's in God's hands. All of us are just immigrants on God's land. Break down the word from the I am's to the I grant you a home for yourself. So turn Jesus and walk on ice when it melts. And when they look for a new home, you tell them they still need ice in hell.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am back. It's nice to be back, I suppose. This week was, again, supposed to be a mixtape episode, and I think the back half will be, but we have some stuff we have to talk about. So you also might hear my cat, Greg, who got some strong feelings as well. But we're going to talk about some things that are on my mind and distressing me. So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk a bit about Iran and what Donald Trump said last week that I think shows that we need to be reevaluating the way that we respond to things that happen in the world. That piece of work that I started the show with is called Ice in Hell by Black Chakra. It is from the Charm City Slam in February. I would just honestly play it over and over again on this episode if I thought that would be a functional use of everybody's time, but it's been in my head consistently since I heard it, so make sure you check that out. I'll put a link to the video. Share it everywhere. I think that needs to be everywhere. All right, we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to come back and have...
War is a murder. Good men don't die. Children don't starve, and all the women survive. War is a murder. Lies that they slay, and you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War is a murder. They're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor. They don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged. They're lucky if they got grace. Call your dead mother. Ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk. Children don't forget. So in 20 short years you can live to regret death. War isn't murder. There's money at stake. Hell, even Kushner agrees it's good or real estate. War isn't murder. Ask Netanyahu. He's got a psalm for that. He's got a bomb for you. War isn't murder. It's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. War is a murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm, and the children don't cry. If war is a murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, will you vacation the strip? Try not to think about the dead. War isn't murder, let's all give thanks. I saw it all in a movie, give it up for Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor. And the bullets they fire ain't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right. But the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. Don't feel offense, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a death
Isn't Murder by Jesse Wells. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. On April 7th, so last week, the President of the United States of America posted on social media, I believe he posted it on Truth Social, which if you don't know, is essentially right-wing Twitter, which seems sort of redundant, but whatever. He said, in regards to the country of Iran and the 90 million people who live there, he said, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. That is a thing that he said. And just so you are aware, later on, so later on that day, the U.S. actually had planes in the air waiting for the response from Iran. They were, that was the deal, essentially. And as I understand it, the planes in the air were B-52s, which, for folks who don't know, are the exact kind of planes that carry nuclear payloads. So, in essence, the President of the United States threatened to nuke Iran and was taking steps to do it. Now, this didn't happen. He did not nuke Iran. And a two-week ceasefire was agreed on. And, yeah, the fact that it didn't happen is great. The fact that we did not witness a horrific genocide is great. Never mind the ongoing genocides that we are watching every day. But I want to say the words again that he said, because I think that we are not reacting to them. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. He said that about 90 million people, and had every intention of making good on his threat. Now, I understand that we are exhausted, and we are so numb to so much of what's happening around us. We are inundated with the horrors of the world daily. Some of us can't cope with it. We turn off our, we don't watch, you know, the news. We don't engage with things. We don't do whatever. And I'm not necessarily here to criticize that. I've made my points about that before. But the fact that the response to that is sort of, oh, just more of what Trump says, or, you know, this idea of, well, it didn't happen, so it doesn't matter, but it does matter. It matters to every person who had to wait and see if their entire homeland was going to be wiped out by a psychotic monster in the White House. And we treat it like it's just another thing that he said. Now, to be fair, we should have disqualified him from positions of leadership way back when things were quote-unquote simpler and he was just talking about grabbing people by the pussy. That should have been disqualifying for him. But this is not okay. I am not okay. And seeing it sort of shrugged off or ignored or downplayed by people, you have to know how close we are to something truly horrific happening in anywhere, and for it being at his order. And I'm supposed to believe in what? Other politicians? I'm supposed to think that any other politician is going to do a better job when they have these opportunities now to stand up against what is a wannabe dictator and take his toys away. And I'm supposed to feel bad that we're so tired of the bad news that we can't engage with it. But this is... We should not have stopped. We shouldn't be able to stop talking about the fact that he said that. And, you know, this isn't me getting into details necessarily about what's going on in Iran or Israel, or I'm not getting into that because this isn't that necessarily that kind of show, but the planes were in the air. There is another universe where the bombs were dropped on Iran. And today, or in the day after, we just have to go back to work. We just have to go, well, that's happening somewhere else, not my problem. And I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of feeling like we're in so much trouble. And pretending that we're not isn't doing anything meaningful. And to say it again, because again, it needs to be said, on April 7th, 2026, the President of the United States wrote on social media that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. In reference to Iran and 90 million people. And this, so I found a piece about this from the Harvard Kennedy School for Human Rights, and I want to read some of it here. So one of the major themes in political theorist Hannah Arendt's understanding of politics was that political action is distinguished from other forms of human activity by the fact that it is irreversible. Once done, political action cannot be undone. It can only be atoned for or answered. Trump's statement, whatever military actions follows or does not follow from it, is already irreversible in this sense. No matter how this week ends, his statement has already done its work in the world. To understand why, it helps to explore what kind of statement this is. In philosopher J.L. Austin's terms, it is not a constitutive utterance, a description of a fact, but a performative one, a speech act that does something in the world by being uttered, and what it does is terrorize. Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention prohibits acts or threats of violence whose primary purpose is to terrorize civilians. Trump's statement, issued on the morning of a self-imposed deadline to an audience of millions by the commander-in-chief of a military actively striking Iran, is such a threat. It is not background noise, it is a weapon. The 90 million Iranians who read it, heard it, or had it reported to them felt its massive weight as a physical fact. Nor is the distress of their relatives abroad, people who woke up Tuesday morning learning that the president, with unmatched military power, had vowed that their civilization would not survive the day. A secondary or incidental harm, it is the primary foreseeable effect of the statement. The Nuremberg trials, which tried major Nazi war criminals, understood that this dimension of language and atrocity. German publicist Julius Streicher was convicted not for personally ordering a single killing, but for the sustained incitement of a population towards genocide through speech. Nuremberg established the principle that words directed at the destruction of a people carry criminal weight, and that principle is one of the foundational achievements of the post-war legal order. It was built on the recognition that language of civilizational destruction is not merely a symptom of atrocity, but one of its instruments. Trump's statement meets that threshold with a directness that Stryker's propaganda never did. And I'm going to include the link to the rest of that in the episode description, but I think that says things a lot more intelligently than I was going to be able to. And we're past it now. We've gone over the line. We went over the line years ago, but we are well and truly past it now. And we just treat the day like it's another day. And I don't know how we can do that. I have to, at some point during this, transition to more music. And I don't know how I'm going to do that. I might just stop talking and play a song. Because what are we doing? And in our own country, we have local politics that we're not paying attention to. And then we have world politics that we're just not interested in. And I'm supposed to just not bring it up because it's too depressing or it's too hard to get your head around or, you know, whatever. What was said is not okay. And I am not okay. And this isn't about me, but this is my show. So what I'm doing is, I guess, some level of catharsis. But I don't know. I really, really don't know. And I think that we're in serious trouble. So, I mean, at what point do we acknowledge that and do something? It seems like we just don't. We continue to take these hits over and over, and we continue to allow the most vulnerable among us to take these hits over and over, and we think and we say things like, well, we'll deal with it in the next election. When everybody in positions of power and authority who are supposed to be on our side are demonstrating that they are not interested in doing anything except winning the next election and maintaining power. And I've been on this little diatribe here for 10 minutes now, and I don't know if I have a point or if I am just scared and venting it to you, but the fact is, the thing that he said and the fact that he has essentially faced no consequence for it, no meaningful consequence. People can wag their finger at him. What am I going to do? I mean, Christ, I'm a Canadian. I can't even vote in an American election. I'm just one more person wagging his finger at a megalomaniacal dictator in training. All the while, our own government, we are seeing conservatives cross the aisle to join Carney because what? Because the liberals are more than happy to welcome a conservative into their midst. You know why they are? Because they're the same. And that's off topic, I will acknowledge. But I don't know what to do. And I can't get my head around how little other people seem to care or seem willing to engage with that. If we're going to have governments, these governments should be in service of their people, and ours are not. And I just am supposed to go to work on Monday, or I'm just supposed to do this radio show and what? See what happens? What for? It just makes me so angry and tired, and there is nowhere for me to put that, short of becoming some kind of domestic terrorist, which is obviously not what I'm saying on a public radio station. But something is going to give, and it's going to give soon. And I'm so worried that when it does, it's not going to be us who have done something, but them who have done it to us.
took all we had away. You quit to call it sick, but we've been damned to say. I can't breathe, it's a cell phone, please don't shoot.
As a breed for a people, there's no equal to the police, and they be their own sequel. So consistently, as a monster paid by a system set up to prosper on victims, and the historic situating is property people that are melanated, so easily separated. Know what? Fuck the history lesson, you know by now. We do not know how to keep playing dumb, but still be trusted. With guns, you must be defunded. This march is not a one-off. This march is not the missing warning shot. This march, a foot in your fucking throat to choke out the whole assumption that you are here to protect us. This government doesn't respect us, and somehow they seem to expect us to accept the power of piece of shit playing the president wants to project. Fuck, are you getting that? Get the fuck back in the bunker. We taking back spaces till you manage to make them safe for black faces. That's up to the fact that America's racist. Donald Trump is a white supremacist. Full stop. If you vote for him again, you're a white supremacist. Full stop. Call it like it is and then let the rim spin today. Full stop. Put one up for Big Floyd. The march is not going to stop. Left, right, left. How long can we holler when it ain't no breath? You keep killing fathers without no regrets. Then keep on counting dollars till it ain't none left. So the streets gon' keep on marching like left, right, left. Fuck your empty promises, these ain't no threats. Streets is taking all of it, you made your bed. Fix it, oh, it's problems, we ain't going nowhere. Bring it straight up to your door, now who running home? Without being shot back. Got news for you, no one's really about that. You got the guns, but we got the shout, the vote, the mouthpiece, the clout, and the loud pack.
Got guns too.
Your facts, yeah, we